Ki Haman Amalek hu zuamas hanocha shakad moini. Because this Haman character actually goes back to the beginning of the creation of the world. He comes from the snake, the original snake. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Chulin, Haman min haTorah minayin. The Gemara asks, where do we see the word Haman mentioned in the Chumash? And the Gemara says, Shenemar hamin haEitz asher tziviticha lo lechol. When Hashem said to Adam, did you eat from that tree that I told you not to eat from? The word hamin haEitz, from the type of tree. Hamin is letters Haman, hey mem nun. So the Gemara says that's where we find Haman's name mentioned in the Chumash. Kishoyresh hora ayin hu bechinas hanocha shakad moini. Because the origin of this evil eye in the world, it originates from that serpent, that snake, Shehoya Orum, who is very sly. Shehoya loy ayin ro ba'odom v'chava. The Torah tells us he had an evil, jealous eye towards Adam and Chava. K'moshikos of Rashi, as Rashi writes, al posuk vayiyu shneim arumim ha'odom v'ishtoy v'lo yizboshoshu. It says over there that Adam and his wife were naked, and they weren't embarrassed. And the next pasuk says, "V'hanocha shoya oru mikol chayes hasode," and the serpent was the wisest, the sharpest of all the animals. So Rashi explains why are these two things written right next to each other: that Adam and Chava were without clothing and not embarrassed, and the snake was wise and he devised this whole plan. Upirish Rashi. Rashi explains that because the snake saw Adam and Chava having relations out in the open, there was no clothing in those days. They didn't need any covering. Niskanei bohem, the snake became jealous of Adam, vehisisom lechom eitz hadas. And that's what caused them to try to instigate them to eat from the Eitz Hadas so that Adam would be killed, because he knew that Hashem said to Adam, on the day that you eat from this, you're dead. He thought Adam will eat, Adam will die, and Chava will be left all, he'll have Chava all to himself, the Nochosh. This is what the Nochosh thought. Kinoshim Daiton Kalois. Because the one says over there, the reason why the snake started up with Chava was because he knew that women are lightheaded and he'll be able to convince her much more easily than Adam. Why did he do it? Kidei Sheyomus Adam, so that Adam would die, Veyiso es Chava, and the Nochosh would end up marrying Chava. Ki koidem chet Adam Arishoin, she'oz hayu shneim kedoshim v'zakim betachles hazakus. Because prior to the sin of the Eitz Hadas, when Adam and Chava were the epitome of holiness and purity, al kein shneim arumim lein koyev v'lo yizboshoshu. That's why they were undressed completely, and they weren't embarrassed. There was no shame and embarrassment. Ki lo yhoyu misyorim umizbaishim mikolenei abriyos mishum ra'ayin sheboilam. They didn't have to have any shame or embarrassment because there was no ra'ayin at the time yet. There was no ra'ayin in the world. Because Adam and Chava were on so high level of purity, there wasn't any potential for evil to touch them, to draw from them in any way. Rav Nosson Zal is giving a very important explanation now as to how this ayin hara works. Rav Nosson Zal says, a Jew who's worried about somebody else putting the eye on them, what you have to watch out for is that the other person shouldn't inject into you a bad eye, where you will have an evil eye. Dehainu, lahachnis boi chas v'sholem eze ra min hora ayin. A Jew has to watch himself that another person who has ra'ayin, that other person who's a jealous person and a vicious person, that kind of thing, shouldn't inject any of that jealousy or viciousness into you, where you become jealous or vicious. Because only if that's the case, will the evil eye be able to harm you in any way. Only if you have a little bit of that. This is why Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutimran that when a person's enemy or an evil eye starts attacking a person, the person has to be very careful, sheyehu kuloi toiv, that the one being attacked has to strengthen himself to be pure good, b'chinas toivayin. He should have only good eye, v'afilo al harosha bi'atzmoi yiyeh melamed zchus. Even towards this person who's attacking him, he should justify him. He should try to find a limud zchus on him. Shelo yiyeh einoi roh chas v'shalom afilo bigdulas harosha. That the victim should not even feel any negative eye towards the one attacking him. Even towards him, he should be looking to justify him, to be melamed zchus on him. Even though it appears to the person that this is injustice, this is wrong, why is this person attacking me? What did I do to that person? I only did good to that person. I gave that person help every time they needed it. And now this person's turning around and biting the hand that fed them? This is the feeling that the person would want to have. That seems to be emet. Person would say, that's the emet. Afal pikein, don't be so emet. Yelameid olav schus. The person has to try to be melamed zchus on the rasha, ve'yamin be'akodesh baruch hu shetzadik Hashem, and believe in Hashem that Hashem is justice, Hashem is justified and righteous. V'loyeh b'liboy shum akmimis chas v'shalom al Hashem, and the victim should not feel any anger or any complaint towards Hashem. Ki tzadik v'yosher hu yisborach, because Hashem is justified and righteous. V'oz, and if a person will be able to do that, b'vadai yuchal lehinotzel mehora'ayin shel rosha, he'll be able to sidestep, to evade, and avoid the ra'ayin of that rosha, ki ho'ikr sheho'odam tzorech lishmaratzmoi shelo yis'achez boi chas v'sholem mehora'ayin chas v'sholem. Because the main thing when a person's being attacked is to be very careful not to absorb any of that evil of the one attacking him. What kind of evil? The evil of wanting to attack back, wanting to strike back, or feeling that there's injustice. When somebody attacks someone, it's because they feel that justice will be done in attacking. Then you, the victim, have to watch yourself not to make that same mistake, not to think that you're going to do justice by attacking him back. Ki akmimius halev, hainu roya halev, shebo al daitoi chas v'shalom, eze hiruhur chas v'shalom, achar maisa shem yizborach, al shehu yizborach noisen loy kol agdula v'akoved v'ashiris la'akum v'roshom amstagdam alo emes. Because this crookedness in the heart, this bad feeling in the heart, whereby a person starts thinking that why in the world is Hashem giving this Russia the ability, this greatness and this wealth and this ability to harm us and to attack us? Whereas the tzaddikim are in such a state of shame and embarrassment and lowliness and poverty and suffering, having that kind of thought against Hashem is synonymous with having an evil eye. Ki ra'ayin toloi b'roya halev. Because the evil eye comes from an evil in the heart. Ki shuraina de'ena b'libatalia. The Gemara says, the vision of the eye is dependent on the heart. We say, ha'ayin roya v'halev choymed. The heart desires and the eyes see. Those two go together. V'loisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. The eyes are a takeoff, an extension of the heart. So a Jew has to watch himself tremendously, not to allow any ra to crawl into his heart. Ra meaning any bad judgment towards Hashem. Nimtza sheroya halev, dahainu akmimius halev, shemaharer achra shemis borachas shon, ze bechinas ra'ayin. That's evil eye. When a person is thinking thoughts about how Hashem isn't really right and Hashem isn't really doing what's right, that's synonymous with evil eye. Alkein ho ikur shehotam tzorech lishmar atzmoi shelo yisachiz boi horayin. Therefore, a Jew or a victim, any kind of victim, has to watch himself. Someone who's being attacked has to watch himself very much that this ra'ayin shouldn't take hold of him. Dahainu shelo yagia lo yichas v'shalom ezit sad machshova v'hirhur achar ma'aseh Hashem Yisborach. That he shouldn't allow to seep into his heart any tiny bad thought towards Hashem, that Hashem is acting in an unjust way here. Rak lahamin be'emuna shleima u'beyashru slav, ki tzadik Hashem b'chol derochav. But rather to rise to the occasion and to believe with 100% faith and with a smoothness of heart that Hashem is 100% right. V'alkein tzrichen lelameid zchus ala rosho kedei lehinotzel miroenoi. And this is why we need to be malamed zchus on the rosho, because this is going to save the person from absorbing any of that ra'ayin, from you know, taking on the properties of the rosho, which is that ra'ayin. Ki al yidei limud zchus ala rosho, because if the person can be malamed zchus, could be Hashem has a reason why he's making him great now. Could be, you know, Hashem knows what he's doing, and it's only for my good. You know, through that zoichen lirois tzidkas Hashem Yisborach. Because Rabbeinu, I'll explain in that chapter in Likud Imran, that a person who will do this will be zoiche to see Hashem take care of the rush in the end, and he'll be zoiche to real emuna and to real tefillah. Kize ho'iker, because this is the most important point. That the person protect himself, that none of that ra'ayin junk should get inside of him and start growing inside of him. Ki klal kol ha'toyra kulo hu bechinas einayim digdusha. Because Rav Nosson Zal writes here, if we want to summarize the entire Torah, the entire Torah could be represented by the holiness of the eyes, bechinas toivayin. V'ze bechinas bereishis shehu hascholas haTorah. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll show it to you. The Torah begins with the word bereishis. The word bereishis refers to the eyes. The Tikkun Ezar says that the word bereishis is made up of two parts: the word roshei, reish alef shin yud, and the word bas. The Tikkun Ezar says, Tamon Roshe, Tamon Bas. That there, Tamon means there. There is Roshe and there is Bas. The word Shehem Tlas Gavnen Deina Ubas Ayin, which refers to the three colors of the eye and the pupil of the eye. The word Roshe is used in the Chumash to refer to Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. There's a pasuk, Eile Roshe Beis Avoisam. These are the leaders of the families, you know, of Klal Yisrael. So Roshe refers to three, the Tikkun Ezer says, that refers to the three colors of the eye. Bas means Bat Ayin. Bat Ayin is the pupil of the eye. So the word Bereishis is actually alluding to the whole power of the eye, the fullness of the eye. V'chein ha-Torah, that's the beginning of the Torah. V'chein ha-Torah misayemes le'enei kol Yisrael. And if you look at the closing words of the Torah, it's that these are all the miracles and happenings which Moshe Rabbeinu performed, le'enei kol Yisrael, before the eyes of the Jewish people. So we see that the Torah begins with I and ends with I. Ki ikar klal kol haTorah v'hamitzvos hu livli leile chas v'sholom achar shrirus liboy hora u'mare einov. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, if we want to summarize the entire Yiddishkeit, what it basically is all about is that a person has to be careful not to follow the inclinations of his heart and what his eyes see, not to want. But as it says, v'loisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem, do not follow the desires of your heart and eyes. Ki ho'ayin roye v'halev choymed, k'may sham razal. Because the beginning of sin is allowing the eye to roam freely. Kimoy Vichol Hatayvois Vahirhurim Shekulam Boimai De Riasayim Kanal. And we know that all desires and all bad thoughts all come based on the eye seeing. Remember the seafood diet? Whatever I see, I want to eat, right? Taivas Achila, Taivas Noshim, Taivas Momoin. Usually what happens is the guy sees that the other guy got a new car, and then suddenly he's oozing with fire because he wants a new car also, right? It's usually when the person sees it, that's what activates the full power of the evil inside of him. V'tzorech kol echod l'rachem al atzmoy. And every Jew has to take pity on himself. V'lihiyos oitzeim einov meirois bara. And as the pasuk says, close your eyes from looking at evil. V'listoim einov mechezu d'hayal milgamri. And to be able to close his eyes from all the sights of Olam Hazeh. Ulibli lehistakel al taivas olam hazav avolav, not to look at all the desires, all the gains and everything that the Satan is offering in this world, Rachmanot Zlam. Lesalek ulevatel achizas harayin mimenu mikvul agamri, and a Jew has to eliminate any trace or iota of this ra'ayin from himself and from his boundary, from his whole environment. Rak sheyeh toivayin, and a Jew has to raise himself to the level of toivayin, good eye, livli lahabit be'enov, rak betoirov avoida, to use his eyes only for looking at Torah and things of Yiddishkeit, looking at the Megillah, looking at the Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, einecho lenoichach yabitu, va'afapecho yaishiru negdecho. Your eyes, keep your face front. Look straight ahead. Look straight towards the Torah, towards Hashem. Don't get sidetracked by all the shtuyot and nonsense that the Yetzer is offering you to the sides. Ukamei shekosuv, and as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, gal einai, Hashem, open up my eyes, va'abito niflois mitoyrasecha, and allow me to see the wonders of your Torah. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk where David HaMelech says, Einai tomid el Hashem, my eyes are always focused on Hashem.